You are listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Happy Hanukkah to all our members. This is Yaakov, founder of Guard Your Eyes, and I'd like to share with you some Hanukkah thoughts that I hope can inspire us all, myself included, to become stronger in Shemir Seinayim. You know, one of the terrible things that the Yevanim did was to place a pesel in the Beis HaMikdash. Today it's hard for us to understand the taiva of Avodah Zarah, since Chazal say that Hashem took it away. However, we still do have something similar to Avodah Zarah today, which is a great test for many of us. When we gaze at another human being for pleasure, we are to some degree serving Avodah Zarah. The Zohar says that when Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was walking with his Talmidim, and they passed by a beautiful woman, he said to them, "Al tifnu elo elilim, do not turn to the false gods." What is the difference between a real god and a false god? A real god truly provides all our needs. We serve him because we believe and trust that he cares for us, and he takes care of us. A false god, on the other hand, is a god that we create in our minds by giving it power, as if it could care for us and provide our needs. So whether it's the rain god, or the god of beauty, or the god of fertility, whatever multitude of gods that the Goyim used to serve, these were imaginary gods that they gave power to in their minds, believing that these gods will provide them with their needs. So when a person looks at a woman lustfully, what he's really doing is giving power to her, in the sense that he's believing deep down in his mind that somehow flesh and blood has the power to provide him with his needs. But that's a lie. She has no power at all. It's like a rich man who gives a poor man bread to eat, and the poor man thanks the bread for providing his needs instead of thanking the rich man. Hashem is the one who provides our needs, not the flesh and blood, and Hashem takes care of us and knows exactly what each person needs. The Torah uses various words to describe Avodah Zarah. Pesel umaseicha toyavas Hashem, loisase lecha pesel v'chol tmuna. Pesel means statue. That refers to form. Don't worship the body's form. The word maseicha means mask. Don't worship facial beauty, which is nothing but a mask over a skull of blood and muscle. As the saying goes, beauty is only skin deep. And the word tmuna means image. In today's world, this is perhaps the greatest yetzahara. With the internet today, it's so easy to gaze at inappropriate images. But how foolish are we being when we give power in our minds to images of humans, pixels on a screen, representations of things that are fake themselves? Einayin lahem v'lo yiru. A person's mind is like the heichal of the Beis HaMikdash. And when we lust after beauty, or the form of the body, or images, we're like putting a pesel in the heichal, Rachmana Litzlan. So just as the Chashmonaim fought to remove the pesel from the heichal by Yomim Ohem, Hanukkah is a time that's misugal for us to fight this phenomenon, Bezman Hazeh. But the only way they were able to win, so few against the many, was only through Mesiras Nefesh. When a Jew is ready for Mesiras Nefesh, when he goes against his physical desires and uplifts himself above his base nature, then Hashem in turn makes miracles that are above nature. It's Midah Keneged Midah. The few can win against the many, and the oil of only one day can last for 8 days. But what does Mesiras Nefesh really mean? Nefesh means desire. As Avraham Avinu said to Ephraim, "Im yesh es nafshechem," if you desire. The nefesh of a person is his desires. Mesiras Nefesh means giving up our desires, going above our nature. Of course, the greatest form of Mesiras Nefesh is when a person is willing to give up his very life for Hashem. In days of old, we had to sometimes give up our lives literally to remain true to our faith. And even 100 years ago in America, people had to literally be Moser Nefesh to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. But how can we be Moser Nefesh today, in a world with such religious freedom and relative comfort? Today it's easy to keep Torah and Mitzvahs. When we want to look at something we shouldn't, and remind ourselves that by doing that we would be giving power to something other than Hashem, a form of Avodah Zarah, and we turn away and don't look, even though it can feel painful. And yes, for those who have stumbled a lot in this area, it can sometimes mamish feel like death to turn away. That is our precious chance for Mesiras Nefesh in today's day and age. By turning away, we are proclaiming Hashem as the only provider of our needs. We refuse to place a pesel in the heichal of our minds and give power to false gods of flesh and blood. Chazal say that the mitzvah of Chanukah is at shetichle regel min hashuk, until the feet have finished passing through the marketplace. The word regel can also mean hergelim, our habits. Chanukah is a time that's mesugal, auspicious, for tichle regel, for changing our bad habits. The mitzvah of lighting is lemata me'asara, lower than 10 tefachim. Again, the idea being that Hanukkah is a time when we shine a light into the dark places of our lives. We shine light and banish the bad habits that we've developed all year round. It's a time when we can all change our teva, our nature, because Hanukkah is a time of Mesiras Nefesh, of going beyond our nature. So let's fight back against a dark world that gives so much power to the pesel and maseicha of the human form. And when we show Hashem that we're willing to go against our nature with Mesiras Nefesh, He will make miracles for us all. Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you for listening to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk Broadcast. Pass them on to your friends and help spread Kedusha in the world.